There are lots of different ways to be successful in comedy these days, from Twitter to podcasts to web series, but success on television is still coveted. There's the visibility that comes with TV appearances, but also full-time writing jobs can give comedians financial security that many can't find on the stand-up scene. But the certainty of television work has its downsides. Annie Corrigan brings us a profile of a young comedian who turned TV failure into stand-up gold.
Fall 2013 was an important time for comedian Aparna Nancherla. She was continuing her work on Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell, the late-night news-slash-stand-up show on FXX. In an episode from early October, she reviewed the new hip-hop album for kids released by Michelle Obama's healthy living campaign, Let's Move.
I'll be honest, I didn't even listen to all the songs. I felt like I got the gist from the titles, Let's Move. I'm pretty sure that one's about gentrification.
On other shows, she used her measured delivery to talk about gun control, race, and feminism. Totally Biased stood out from other satirical news shows thanks to its diverse group of young writers and comedians like Nancherla. The show was her first time on TV and her first time working with a group of writers. It also marked the first time in her career that she didn't have to work a day job to pay the bills. But the start of that second season in the fall of 2013 was a stressful time.
It was almost a blur because the show, basically it went from weekly to daily, which was like just a huge jump in terms of like scheduling and just amount of material that we had to create.
She also appeared on Conan for the first time in October of that year, and she was starting to be featured on several lists of top young comedians. Nancherla's profile was on the rise, in a big way. And then 10 weeks after season 2 premiered, Totally Biased was canceled.
It was a strange combination of, like, bitterness and disappointment, but also, like, a weird sense of relief in that we were like, yeah, we felt a little bit, like, crazy.
She decided to rededicate herself to stand-up, which is where it all started when she was in school at Amherst College. After graduating, she moved to Washington, D.C. to develop her voice as a comic. Then it was off to L.A., where she balanced office jobs during the day with stand-up appearances at night. She then moved to New York City for Totally Biased, and she still lives there.
Like, I work kind of midtown Manhattan, you know, such a Miranda. Or a Spider-Man, whoever you relate to more.
Her stand-up isn't as politically charged as her material from Totally Biased. Instead, she offers observations on the absurdity of our everyday lives. Her everyday life has been changed thanks to 14 months of a regular paycheck from Totally Biased. Now she's able to do stand-up full-time. No more day jobs. This May, she shared a bill with Maria Bamford and Aisha Tyler at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. She also made an appearance on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in April. And tonight, she's recording her first album at Union Hall in Brooklyn. But not so fast. Stand-up has this way of deflating your ego, she says.
But then I'll be like 2 nights later playing a bar with like maybe 5 people. So it's like weirdly it checks you regularly so you can't get like too big for your boots.
It's a give and take though, because unlike TV, she has complete creative control over what she writes, what she says, and how she performs in her stand-up routine.
At the end of the day, it still has this satisfaction to it that nothing else can really replace.
Nancherla is keeping tabs on the TV scene. She just finished writing a pilot script, so perhaps audiences will see her on the small screen again. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.